My wife and I got a late start for our drive to North Carolina this one particular trip, and we had a 12-hour drive from New Jersey to cover. So we thought we'd make a motel reservation somewhere in the Shenandoah Valley of Virginia. We got there pretty late, saw this disgruntled-looking man leaving the lobby, heading for his car, and it was not the look of a man who had just received good news. No. So when I walked up to the check-in desk, nobody home, just a sign that read, "Back in a few minutes." Well, while I was waiting, several more weary travelers rolled in, and they started forming a line behind me. The clerk, of course, finally reappeared, only to be greeted by a line of interstate zombies in urgent need of a room. I was one. I had a guaranteed reservation, you know, so I was okay. But when she asked and found out that no one else did, she uttered those dreaded words, "I'm sorry, no vacancy." Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the sign on the door of your heart. Those two words are tough words to be welcomed with. Just ask Jesus. Yeah, our word for today from the Word of God comes from John chapter 1, verse 12. It says, Jesus came to his own, but his own did not receive him. See, Jesus comes to people he created, and they have no room for him in their lives. That started the night he was born, his nativity. You know, his earthly father and his about-to-deliver mother were desperate for a room. But remember, the innkeeper put out that sign that said, no vacancy. That sign has greeted Jesus many times when he's knocked on the door of a human heart, maybe yours. The verse says, his own did not receive him. See, he has a double claim to our hearts. First, he made us. He's got the right of creation. But secondly, he paid for us. The Bible says there's an eternal death penalty hanging over each of our heads. The Bible says the soul that sins, it will die. Well, we're all that soul that sins. We've all taken charge of our life, and it's a life that God gave us. He was supposed to run it. We've earned the death penalty for our sin. And God could have left it that way. But instead, in the incredible act of total love for you and me, in the Bible's words, God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not die, but have eternal life. And now the one who died for you knocks on the door of your heart again right now, but not forever. One day you will, in a sense, be knocking on the door of heaven. And if you have never opened your heart to Jesus and made him your Savior from your sin, there'll be no vacancy there for those who had no vacancy for him here. I pray the rest of this verse in John 1:12 will be about you today. It says, yet to all who did receive him, here we go, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Look, if you've left Jesus outside and you don't want to risk turning him away one more time, please, this very day, realize the knocking at the door in your heart, that tug you feel, that's not from me, that's from Jesus himself. The Bible says of him, I am standing at the door and knocking. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in. But the handle on the door of your heart is on the inside. You open up to Jesus, and he will bring into your life all the love and all the forgiveness, all the heaven, all the meaning you've never had before. Our website, it's there to help you know this Jesus, to know you belong to him, to make this your Jesus Day. Would you tell him, Jesus, this is the day I welcome you into my heart, the one you died to save. I'm yours. And then go to our website, anewstory.com. That's anewstory.com. The Son of God's waited in line for a long time. Maybe he's knocked many times. But every time he's knocked, you've been busy, you've been distracted. He's been greeted with, sorry, no vacancy. Please, don't risk that one more day. Today, open your heart to Jesus and say, Lord, you died for me. Come in.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.